Morning, Ireland, and at 8 minutes to eight, it's the business news with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Anya. At least 100 new jobs are to be created over the next 12 months by Irish headquartered gifting platform AndOpen. AndOpen helps companies to coordinate large-scale gifting campaigns for customers and employees, and it includes Airbnb, Reebok and Peloton in its list of clients. The new jobs come on the back of a €6 million fundraising round in May, which attracted big-name backers like Intercom's Des Trainor and PCH's Liam Casey. Jonathan Legg is CEO of AndOpen. He joins me on the line now. Jonathan, people might assume companies would handle gifts for customers or staff internally. So why would they be turning to you?
Good morning, Adam. Thanks for having me. They turn to AndOpen because we make it easy. I mean, if it's coming up to Christmas, I'm sure you're trying to figure out what gifts to buy your family and how to get it to them. And it's not easy to do. And when you want to do that at scale across your employee, like all your customers or all your employees, there's a whole lot of logistics that need to happen in the background. So we're very much about making it easy and joyful. Gifting is as old as sin, and it's a wonderful human gesture, but corporate culture has kind of made it wasteful and transactional and complicated, and we're trying to bring the joy and ease back into gifting.
Is there risks there, though, that companies might see this as a bit of an add-on or a novelty, and you know, once the next cost-cutting round comes along, this would be for the chop?
I think businesses are... The smart businesses are realizing that relationships aren't transactional and they need to do more than that. And relationships are like, you need to be able to make connections, and gifting helps make meaningful connections. And businesses are powered by people. There's a whole plethora of relationships that need to be maintained, and that's super important. Like of recent, we've been working a lot with Airbnb, where throughout the pandemic, they might have lost the attention of a lot of their hosts. And we have very successfully helped them through gifting reignite those relationships with their hosts across the world.
So you're looking to hire 100 people over the next 12 months. A lot of demand for talent in the country at the moment. How does a startup like yours compete for staff, especially when you're up against deep-pocketed rivals like Google and Facebook?
This is true. It's an interesting space, and it's a great time to be looking for work. We compete, I think, by the fact that we are very led by our values, and like we talk a lot about and act very much on kind of that gifting is a thoughtful act of care, and our mission is to make care and kindness everyday business practice. And we're taking a very responsible approach to gifting as well. We talk about gifting less, but gifting better. And that's really resonating with the people who want to join our team. They want to be part of a business that's having a meaningful impact out there.
You say that the jobs are open to people who want to work fully remotely. Does that mean that they'll be open to people based in other countries as well?
Yeah, we have a small team building up in the US at the moment. We have about 9 employees there. We have people working from islands off the coast of Scotland, people working in Poland and Portugal. We're open. But fundamentally, we're looking for the best talent.
You raised €6 million in funding in May. The Irish Times this morning saying you're already planning to raise a significant multi-million euro sum to fund further expansion. How much are you hoping to secure there, and what will it go towards?
We're hoping to secure a lot more, I guess, is the easy answer to give you. And it'll go towards a whole new set of features we'll be building with our product, in our products next year, to open up gifting to more than the kind of large global brands we work with. We want to empower smaller businesses to gift smarter as well. Okay. So building out a team to help support that growth is where we'll be spending the money. The opportunity is huge and growing ever more. We're getting more and more requests to help with employee gifting, and it's a really interesting sector we want to get engaged in.
Jonathan Legg, CEO of AndOpen, thank you very much for that. And that's the business news for now.